The pressure in my chest started the day after Halloween. Nothing major, just a sense of dread that accompanied the holiday season. It happened every fall, though it seemed to start earlier and earlier each year. I navigated my cart through the seasonal aisle, expecting discounted candy and mismatched costume pieces. Instead, I found candy canes and marshmallow Santas. Don't get me wrong, there's nothing wrong with Christmas in and of itself, but this time of year meant family obligations. While I don't think I'm the only person on the planet with a screwed-up family, I know for certain I've cornered the market on crazy mothers. My name is Tessa, or Tessa Marie when I've done something foolish. I'm a licensed mental health counselor, though not currently practicing. My career came to a crashing halt when the fact that I'm a psychic medium made national news. These days, the only clients I see are victims of violent crimes at the Orange County Police Department, or members of the local Cherokee tribe coming for a spell or potion at the medicine shop. Working two jobs is stressful, and my coping mechanism of choice is chocolate. I turn the corner and hit pay dirt, an end cap of leftover, semi-melted, and mostly damaged bags of Halloween candy. I tossed three into my cart and glanced at my watch. I'd left the house with a short shopping list over an hour ago. Less than half the items were crossed off, but my buggy was almost full. My phone rang, and I cringed. My great-grandmother had a way of calling the moment I did something naughty. "Hi, Gram. Tessa, are you still at the Walmart?" "Yes, ma'am." "Could you pick up two bottles of my fiber mix? It's on BOGO this week. Oh, and two boxes of tea bags." She paused to speak to someone in the room. "You might want to get some more ribs and stop for a bottle of whiskey on the way home." "We have two racks thawing. Are we having company?" I held my breath, praying she hadn't invited anyone awful to dinner. "Darlene and her new beau stopped by. Hurry home, and don't you dare buy Halloween candy." She laughed and disconnected. Gram May hadn't invited someone awful to dinner. She'd invited the queen of awful, my mother. I didn't worry about the latest in Darlene's flavor of the month club. The new boyfriend wouldn't be around long enough for me to remember his name. I added another bag of candy to the cart, and my phone rang again. "Hello?"
"Tessa, where are you? I have five of the elder's wives waiting to see you."
Bryson spoke in a hushed tone. "I'm at Walmart. Can you help them?" I had to prepare myself for dinner, take a couple of shots, and chase them with a pound of chocolate. The last thing I wanted to do was rush back to the medicine shop to make love charms.
"They asked to see you,"
Bryson whispered.
"Hurry. I don't like the way Mrs. Matthews is looking at me."
The playfulness in his voice curled my toes. I was pretty sure I was in love with him, but we'd decided to take things slow. However, the lack of toe-curling activities did nothing to relieve my stress. I added another bag of candy to the cart. "I'm only half done with my list."
"If I'm there in five to finish the shopping, can you come here and take care of the women?"
"That'll work." I slid my phone into my purse and frowned at the candy. He wouldn't judge me. However, standing next to his toned body would take the enjoyment out of hoarding sweets. The man ate like a machine and rarely touched processed sugar. He'd also given up coffee. Two strikes against him in my book.